Creation Ministries presents Abundant Health for You, the audio tape series designed to enhance physical health. Let us begin with our topic, the 8 Laws of Health. Did you know that you can live healthier and lose weight permanently without man-made drugs or gimmicks? Did you know that God requires that we take care of our bodies because He dwells there? First Corinthians 3, verses 16 through 17 tells us, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." Did you know that milk sensitivity is the most common food allergy in America? 60% of Americans are allergic to milk, which is one of the leading causes of sinus and upper respiratory problems. Did you know that leukemia in dairy cattle is rampant? Cancer viruses are secreted into the milk from the bloodstream of the infected animal. Did you know that only animal products contain harmful cholesterol? Did you know that sugar robs the nerves of B vitamins, leaving you nervous and irritable? Did you know that sugar increases the blood fat levels and has a clogging effect on the body? Sugar plays a significant role in the buildup of cholesterol, which can block arteries. Did you know that chocolate causes headaches, central nervous system irritation, general or localized itching, depression, and anxiety? Did you know that sugar weakens the white cells, which furnish our main line of defense against invading germs? Did you know that a high-fiber, low-fat diet helps prevent cancer and a host of other illnesses and diseases? Are you ready for a new start? There are 8 laws of health to follow in obtaining and retaining a healthier, happier lifestyle. You can stop defiling the temple of God and make a new start. Are you ready? Nutrition. The vegetarian diet is the best way to lose weight and keep it off. It improves health, decreases disease, promotes longer life, and is more economical. Exercise. Very important for physical and mental health. Exercise lowers the heart rate and blood pressure, controls appetite, burns up unwanted fat, increases circulation and oxygen intake, and improves muscle tone. Water. Your blood is about 90% water, and it carries nutrients to and from cells. The kidneys must have adequate water to filter out waste products. Many times, common constipation, headaches, and backaches can be relieved simply by drinking sufficient water, which is 6 to 8 8-ounce glasses per day. Sunshine. One of the most healing agents of nature. Sunshine forms vitamin D in the skin, destroys bacteria and viruses, increases available white blood cells, lowers blood pressure, and lowers cholesterol and fat levels in the blood. temperance. Temperance means self-control. This is having a totally healthy and balanced lifestyle in every way. It includes the proper ratio of work and relaxation, time for God, right eating, and right thinking. Air. We are greatly benefited by negative ions which occur in fresh outdoor air. Breathe deeply of fresh air to increase quantities of oxygen. Rest. Every cell in the body expends energy. Rest helps us resupply these cells with the energy they need. Rest can be quiet physical relaxation or vigorous exercise after a mental workout. Trust in God. God has given us the power of self-government, which is the freedom and ability to make decisions. We are unable to change our natural hearts by ourselves, but we can choose to trust and obey God. And He promises to work in us to give us the desire and power to live in harmony with Him. By choosing to trust and obey God, a total change will be made in our lives. We then will receive His power and strength, and we will live a life of victory. So what did you think of a new start? Nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. When God created man, the foods He told him to eat were every herb-bearing seed and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, including nuts. Genesis 1:29. Thou shalt eat the herb of the field, vegetables and grains. Genesis 3:18. God did not create man to survive on anything but nuts, fruits, vegetables, and grains. According to the Bible, men lived over 900 years on this diet. See Genesis 5, verses 5, 8, 11, 14, 17, and 20. As an emergency measure, God permitted flesh to be eaten after the flood because all vegetation had been destroyed. Refer to Genesis 9, 3. Man's lifespan began to drop drastically after flesh became a part of his diet, and disease was more prevalent. Read Genesis 11, verses 10 through 12, and verse 32. Permission has never been granted to eat unclean animals. Refer to Deuteronomy 14, verses 3 through 20. And today's noted physicians generally classify these meats as unhealthy. How about modern food technology? Is it really safe? God never designed our wonderful human bodies to function on the man-made foods with preservatives and additives. Have you ever read the ingredients on the wrapper of a loaf of bread, for example? Do you know what each substance is? Do you think they are all required for baking bread? Some of those additives are harmful to your health. In Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, God expects us to take care of the bodies He gave us, to be holy, acceptable sacrifices of life to Him. We belong to Him. Cancer, AIDS, heart disease, and many other diseases are plaguing this present world. People are frightened and confused because doctors do not have cures for these diseases. Yet, evidence is right under their noses on the dinner table. Nearly every disease and malady can be linked in some way to diet. But many people do not realize this. The Bible says, My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4, 6. Heart patients are told to eat a low-fat diet. But some love their rich foods more than abundant health. Others know when they are eating unhealthful foods, but they prefer them and will not change their diets or lifestyles. The Bible says, For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Philippians 3, verses 18 and 19. You must be willing to change your lifestyle and diet in order to live a healthier and happier life. So, are you ready for a new start? If you are ready and willing to make the changes and are willing to let God take control, you and your family will receive blessings you would have never imagined. If you would like to know more about this wonderful life that can be yours, please contact Creation Ministries, Post Office Box 284, Spring City, Tennessee, 37381-0284. Or call the toll-free number 1-800-754-8021. Friend, God loves you. Do you love Him enough to let your body be a living testimony of your love? You will never regret it. Abundant Health for You is produced and distributed by Creation Ministries, Post Office Box 284, Spring City, Tennessee, 37381-0284. The toll-free number for orders and information is 1-800-754-8021. May the abundant life of health be yours today.